Blog Talk Radio.
To you in the name of Jesus. We thank God, amen, for the day that the Lord has made. We're going to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. Praise the Lord, amen. The last Wednesday of the year of 2020, as we embrace the close of this year, man, we, even though we had challenging times, trouble everywhere, but yet we have so much to be thankful for. Amen. And we are yet blessed. Praise God. We are yet in the land of the living. Man, to glad about it, praise God, that God is God. And besides thee, there is no other. Amen. Amen. I'm Bishop Porter. Amen. And staying home, taking Apostle, amen, Porter. Praise God. And we have Sister Diane here. And we just thank God, amen, for you, amen, that tuning in today, amen, to hear a word from the Lord, amen. God has been good to us, and he has brought us thus far by faith. We have so much to be thankful for. And at this time, amen, we're going to ask Sister Diane to take us to the throne of grace. Praise the Lord, amen.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father, and you know what they're in need of. Father, we're touching and agreeing, Lord Father, with those that ask for prayer for others and ask for prayer for themselves, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now for your will being done as we touch and agree in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elvis, Lord Father, asking you right now, Lord Father, to touch him right now, Lord Father. Touch him in that hospital bed, Lord Father. Father, let him know, Lord Father, that you're a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord Father. Let him know all he has to do is repent of his sin, Lord Father, and accept you as his Lord and Savior. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now, Lord Father, thanking you right now, Lord Father, for sparing his life, Lord Father. Father, we ask that you heal his body right now, Lord Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. And Father, we ask that someone, Lord Father, someone just stand, Lord Father, and lead him to you, and he accept you as his Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Phyllis, Lord Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her right now, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, as we pray right now, Lord Father, that you regulate her equilibrium right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we know that you can do it and know that it's not too hard for you, Lord Father. Father, let her balance be straight right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, how you brought Esther through surgery, Lord Father, and you brought him out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, we ask, Lord Father, that you continue to heal his body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Elise, Lord Father, covering her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father, for bringing her back to her right mind right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Regulate right now. Father, for you said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for being there with her right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we continue to hold before you Kendrick Alfred, Lord Father. Asking you right now, Lord Father God, to intervene for him right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, you know his situation, Lord Father. Touch right now like never before. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Brenda right now, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch her arm that she broke, Lord Father, as we continue to speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for those, Lord Father, that have lost loved ones, Father. Father, due to COVID or any other causes right now, Lord Father, praying for their strength right now in you, knowing, Lord Father, that you are that comforter, Lord. And Father, we pray that you send them back that comforter, Lord Father, that they will not be comfortless, Lord. And Lord, in this time, Lord Father, let them draw their minds to you right now. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Cyprus Bishop right now, Lord Father, asking you to touch his mind right now, Lord Father. We come against that spirit of suicide right now, canceling it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over his mind as well, Lord Father. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. Father, he is seeing so much debt, Lord Father, of COVID, Lord Father. Father, we praying right now, Lord Father, for all those that are on the front line, Lord, the doctors, the nurses, the police. Father, all those, Lord Father, the first responders, Lord Father, touch them right now, strengthen them right now in you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Touch their minds, Lord Father. Give them restful sleep at night, Father. Let them rest in you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for all that you're doing, Lord Father, as we continue to plead the blood, Lord Father, not just over our home, Lord Father, but our listeners' homes as well, Lord Father. They're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father, for keeping them, shielding them, and protecting them, Lord, on their jobs right now, Lord, covering them under the blood. Father, giving them the spirit of awareness right now, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you for keeping them for any distraught customer, Lord Father, or employee, Lord Father. Father, anyone in this time right now, Lord Father, that is going through, Lord Father, shield and protect them right now, Lord Father. Father, as you take them to their job safely, Lord Father, bring them back home safely, Lord Father. Father, we're touching and agreeing with their prayers as they go, Lord Father, to keep them safe and bring them home, Lord Father. Father, we thank you and glorifying you for them, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Mr. Howard Jones, Barbara, Deitra, right now, Lord Father, as we hold them before you as they go through cancer, Lord Father, knowing that you're bigger than cancer, Lord Father. We thank you for touching their bodies and bringing them through, Lord Father, as they go through chemo right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, those that have COVID, Lord Father, touch their bodies right now. As we speak to their immune system right now, make it whole right now, Lord Father. Father, we hold before you Cheryl and Maxwell, Lord Father, that has COVID, Lord Father. Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch Cheryl, Lord, Father. She's a first responder, Lord, Father. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus as she continue to ask for prayer, Lord, Father. Touch her daughter, Lord, Father. Keep her safe right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we're learning not to take nothing or no one for granted, Lord, Father. Knowing, Lord, Father, that you're that merciful and loving God and a God of many chances, Lord, Father. Open the eyes and the ears of your people right now, Lord, Father. Touch, oh God, your fivefold ministry right now, Lord, Father. They are standing on the front line, Lord, Father, keeping your flock right now. Teaching them, Lord, Father God, to call upon you, Lord, Father, preparing them, Lord, Father. So, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. Keep them in the ark of safety, Lord. Build your hedge of protection round about them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop right now, Lord Father, as you increase in them, Lord Father. We thank you for that rhema word coming forth, Lord Father, that right now word, Lord Father. Father, whether it's to prepare, Lord Father, whether it's to heal, Lord Father, whether it's to correct, Lord Father, we thank you for using them right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, for this, we say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen. And if you didn't hear your name, praise God, call, it's because you did not call in and ask to get on the prayer list, amen. And because we believe in prayer, amen, God is a praying God, amen. Jesus said that man shall always pray and not faint, amen. If we ever needed to pray, it's praying time now, am I right? Praise the Lord, amen. And he is a pronouncing God. He said, while we yet calling, he said he will answer. See, while we yet speaking, he said he will hear. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we thank God again for you, you, and you, amen, that have tuned in, amen. And we just thank God for God, people everywhere. Praise God. We want to say to each and every one of you, be encouraged. Praise God. As we embrace, praise God, a year of 2021, praise God, is winding down this year of 2020, praise God. And let's get closer, amen, closer to what? Closer to our Lord and our Savior, praise God, to his bleeding side. If we ever needed to get closer, it's time now, praise God. And he declared when he see the blood, he will pass it by. Praise God. Amen. So thank God, amen, that you are on the Lord's side. You're on the Lord's side. Now, if you're not on the Lord's side, praise God, you're on dangerous, dangerous ground, dangerous turf. Praise God. Praise God. He said, when he see the blood applied to your life. This is what we're talking about today. Praise God. The blood applied to your life. The blood applied to your life. Amen. The only way that the blood is applied to your life, you got to accept our Lord and Savior, as your personal Savior. Praise the Lord. Let me give you a little word. Amen. This is what Apostle doing. Amen. I'm not going to change the narrative. I'm going to give you a word, and then we're going to go into the message. Okay? That be all right. And the word is, we are never as bad as some think. We are never as good as others think. We are always becoming what we think. I like that. Praise the Lord. We are never as bad as some think. We are never as good as others think. We are always becoming what we think. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, may the Lord bless the reading. Oh, praise God. Amen. Thank God, amen, for that. Praise God. Amen. And if you have your Bibles, praise God, I'd like for you to turn with me, amen, in the book of Galatians, the book of Galatians, chapter 5. The book of Galatians, chapter 5. Praise God. Amen. And you have still have time if you want to text, amen, a friend, praise God, or amen, a call next door to your neighbor, amen, and tell them that we is on Block Talk, praise God, and we are here, amen, to lift up the name of Jesus. And he declared if he be lifted up from the earth, he would draw all men, praise God. So it's all about our Lord and Savior. He's able today, praise God. And how many know that he took a stripe for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases? Praise God. And then what I'm going to talk about today is standing, amen, standing fast. Stand fast. Man, do you know it's time now, it's time out for holding on? Praise God. We often say it's hold on. Man, but now when you hold on, you get tired, your arms and your hands get slippery, amen, and you'll fall, praise God. But notice, amen, in Galatians here, in Galatians chapter 5, praise God, and verse 1, look what Paul said. He says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I want to stop right there. Stand fast. Praise the Lord. Stand fast. Therefore, notice Paul, amen, put a lot of emphasis on the word stand. He put it in a capital. Praise God. Words there. Amen. That means something. Do you think that means something? That in the, let's think about our day and time that we are in today, man, with the pandemic going, and we have so many other situations probably going on in our society today, man. And look like everywhere we turn, there's trouble. Paul said, you look to the left, there's trouble. You look to the right, there's trouble. And God knows, don't look behind, because the devil may be gaining on us. Am I right? But we can forget about the year of 2020 that is behind. Praise God. And this is why I'm saying that as we go into the year of 2021, we want to go into the year of expectancy. Expecting what? Amen, that we can get higher, we can get deeper in our Lord and Savior, because there's always higher heights and there's always deeper depth in Jesus Christ, praise God. Amen, aren't you glad about that, praise God? So Paul, praise God, saying here, amen, to encourage, amen, the church of Galatians, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty whereby Christ have made you free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Christ set us free. Now, are you free today? I'm asking you a question. Are you free, praise God, from sin and from a long list of laws and regulations? Praise the Lord. Huh? Are you free? Think about it now. Praise God. Or was you set free and then you went back and got entangled? And this is the problem. You know what it is? Because you're always looking back. You're always letting your mind beat you up. You're always letting your mind have that guilt trip on you. Praise God. Praise God. Do you know, praise God, what David did? David kept a repentant heart. Praise the Lord. He made mistakes. He was anointed by God. Praise God. He was a warrior. He was victorious. He was all those things. But then David also had a very, very weakness. But one thing David would do, when he found out of his sin, he repented. Praise God. You know, we can keep a repentant heart. Praise God. You know, it's good to know that we can always ask God, Lord, create into me what? A clean heart. Put within me a righteous spirit. Restore the joy of my salvation. And God will do it. Praise God. He said, we have not because we do what? Ask not. And that ask not means you ask amiss. In other words, you ask in doubt. See? In unbelief. Praise God. Now, if you want God to move in your life, you've got to show him some faith. Faith is what moved God. Praise God. Amen. We cannot fool him because he's the one search our hearts. He knows what's in the minds of our spirit. Praise God. And he will, amen, he's looking for sincere prayer. Maybe not so what the words that are coming from your mouth, but what's coming out of your heart. Praise the Lord. Sincere prayer, we're moving. Earnest prayer, we're moving. And he will turn, praise God, your situation. Praise God. So now Christ died to set us free. And I'm glad about it. Ain't you glad that that you're not tangled up and you're not tied up in religion, but you know who is the author and the finisher of your faith? Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God, amen, for that. Now you can begin to stand fast. Praise God. And you can be set free from a long list of laws and religion and regulations, in other words. Amen. So many religions, you got, they want to keep things over your head. Praise God. Oh, praise God. You got to do this. You got to do that. All you have to do is accept Christ. And all the other things will fall in place. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. And he said, all these other things will be added. Praise God. See, so we have to seek God first. The only way that you'll be able to stand now, praise God, in our society or our world today, you got to know Jesus Christ. Amen. Did not he say, let not your heart be troubled? If you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house were many mansions. He said, if it were not so, he would have told you. He said, he go away to prepare a place for us. And where he is, we'll be well also. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that? Praise God. When now that mindset like that, praise God, now you don't forgot about, amen, these material things. And you got your mind on things above. All the heavenly realms and things, praise God, in the kingdom, praise God. Praise God. Now you can be able to stand. Why? Because you got it in order, in God's divine order, because you have sought his face first. Praise God. God, how many know that God wants to be served first? God wants to be loved first. He wants to be honored first. No, not your husband, not your wife, not your children, not your job, but him. Praise God. And then all these other things, praise God, will be added. Praise God. That's all the other benefits coming in to, amen, standing fast in Christ Jesus. Now, Paul said it here in verse 1, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free. See that? Notice he said us. He included himself. Praise God. Y'all know the story about Paul. Praise God. When he was in religion, he could speak different languages. Praise God. He was not mixed up with the law. He knew the law back and forth, like you know the back of your hand. Praise God. But one thing, amen, that Paul didn't know, he did not know Jesus because he didn't believe in it. He was there when Stephen got stoned. Praise God. He held the coat while the people beat him down and stoned him and did all these other things. Then he went to get an order to go out and do other Christians the same way. Praise God. But on the road, praise God, up to Damascus, amen, he met the Lord. Praise God. And I want to ask you that question. If you have met him, praise God, you can be steadfast. You can stand now. when you done come into the knowledge, if you done met the Lord, you got to see Jesus. Praise God. And that's the only way that you can be able to stand fast. Praise God. So Paul, praise God, on the road to Damascus, praise God, God knocked him flat. Praise God. And when he opened up his eyes, he couldn't see, but he can hear a voice. See now? Who is thy Lord? Praise God. He said, I am Christ. Praise God. What would you have me to do? See, have you asked the Lord that? Praise God, while you in Christ? Have you asked him, Lord, what you have me to do? Say, Lord, I've been lackadaisy. I've been lazy. I haven't been on my post. I hadn't been doing what I'm supposed to do. Praise God. See, but Lord, I want to go into the year of 2021 with expectancy that I want to do more in Christ Jesus. Whatever you put my hands to do or tell me to do, Lord, I'm going to obey your voice and I'm going to carry out my assignment. Praise God. And so God always have a way that is mighty sweet. Do y'all believe that? And what happened, amen, he had to go back, praise God, blind, couldn't see, men had to lead him, and he took him back to the city, praise God, and then he there praying. See, didn't I tell you prayer changed thing? See, if you want, amen, God to move in your life, praise God, I double dare you, praise God, to say, Father, in the name of Jesus, then his ears is open to hear your cry, praise God. He know what you need even before you ask, but he said ask. And Paul needed, amen, salvation. Praise God. He was in religion. How many of you in religion? See, I go to church. Yes, a lot of churchgoers throughout our nation, from the east, west, north, and the south. But do they know our Lord and Savior? Praise God. See, so Paul, praise God, was praying. And God moved up on a preacher by the name of Ananias and said, I want you to go down there and lay hands on Saul. And you know, he didn't want to do it because of the name, praise God, that Saul had. Saul was Paul, amen, before his name was changed to Paul. And praise God, and they were scared of him because he was just doing all types of evil to God's people. Praise God. And, you know, a lot of people just think that way today. They, when you don't come into the knowledge of Christ and you change your life and you done so much, praise God, they think that you hadn't changed. Praise God. Yeah, it's the same way today. But, oh, God spoke to him and said, go. Praise God. Because he is a chosen. Listen to this now. He is a chosen vessel unto me. Some of you that I'm talking to right now, praise God. Hear what thus saith the Lord. You are a chosen vessel unto the Lord. You hadn't been in your place. And are you there, is the question, where God will have you to be, where you can stand fast in the liberty where Christ has set you free and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage? Huh? See, are you there? Praise God. So this is what we're talking about today, is this we getting set to go into the year of 2021, into year of expectancy. So what happened? God told him to go because he is a chosen vessel unto me. So he obeyed God and went and laid hands on him and told him, arise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he come up with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Bible says that scales fell, praise God, from his eyes. Praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise God. See? Amen. You may be blinded, but when you come into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, praise God, you can see. I'm talking about spiritual foresight and insight. Praise God. You can be able to see, amen, clearly now. Praise God. Before, you know, you got a lot of people blind, amen, and walking around, amen, spiritual blind, praise God, and they yet can't not see Why? Because they are not in Jesus Christ. The only way that you can see spiritually, praise God, through it all, through the pandemic, through all the trials and tribulation that you're going through, praise God. But when you come into the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, praise God, he's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to direct your path, amen, into the right path. Because his yoke is easy, his burdens is light, praise God. And he said that he will put no more on us than we can bear. Oh, you got to know Jesus Christ. It's the only way that you can stand fast in the liberty, praise God. Oh, praise God. And when the scales fell from his eyes, praise God, there he went out. Immediately he started preaching Christ. See what you're going to do? Praise God. Now, amen, and those that heard him, praise God, they say, well, he done got on our side. Praise God. Are you on the Lord's side with us today? Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm on the Lord's side, and we are never alone. We have always have more fighting for us than against us. Praise God. Ain't you glad about that? See, for every problem and every situation and trials and tribulation in our life, God have a promise for us. Praise God. And we can stand fast now in the liberty whereby Christ has set us free. I'm going to give you something to think about today. Now, Christ came to set us free. Praise God. See, he said, what I do for one, I do for all. Amen. If don't nobody else love you, Jesus love you. And he love you with an everlasting love. Praise God. He's always right there with outstretched arms, and whosoever will, let him come. He's calling for somebody right now, for you to come. And if you come, he says he will in no wise cast you out. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want you to be encouraged, praise God, today, praise God, that Christ came to set, amen, you free. Not free to do whatever you want now. Come on now. Help me, somebody. Amen. You can't do what you want. You know? It's not your will, but his will. Lord, not my will, but thy will, what? Be done. Am I right? Because that would lead us back into slavery now when you want to do your own thing. And you don't want to go back into slavery. We don't want to look back. Who want to go back into the year of 2020? Who want to go back into that year? Who want to go back into that year, this year? You know, come on now. If you don't go through, you know, I don't think you want to go back there. Huh? So why the same thing in the spirit realm? Why are you looking back? Praise God. Man, if God done brought you through and done kept you up to this present moment, his grace, his mercy is able to carry us on. Am I right? Praise God. And he's doing it even as I speak, because he's always there. Now, we got to look at ourselves. Look in the mirror. Let's check ourselves. Praise God. Your selfish desires. We're good at looking at somebody else, praise God. But it's time to look at the man in the mirror. Ain't that what they say? Hey, man, if we can, our worst enemy is self. Is getting self out the way. Praise God. The Bible says that we have to deny self. And when we deny self, praise God, amen, something can happen. See? We cannot fool God. We can fool some of the people some of the time, but we can't fool God none of the time. Am I right? Praise the Lord. So if we can get our selfish desires out of the way, praise God, God can work in our lives. Now, we got to think, praise God, spiritual first. Why? Because God is a spirit, and he looked for such to serve him in spirit and also in truth. Now, I thank God, praise God, we are free when we come into the knowledge of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go a little further here. Verse 2 say, behold, me look, I, Paul, watch what Paul said here. I say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. See? that was a physical thing that they did up under the law back in the Bible day. Amen. They circumcised the man. Praise God, because that was way back in the Old Testament time, even with Abraham time. See, they did that. And so they now trying to keep that, praise God, and Christ then went to the cross. See, legalism. Didn't I tell you that earlier? I said that earlier. You remember when I said that Christ then set us free from a long list of laws and regulations? You remember when I said that? See, and this is what was going on. See, now he had to bring that up because that what was going on. Some Judaizers had then got in there and telling them, that you're not saved because you got to be circumcised. See? But Christ done paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. See, when you accept Christ, all that's under the blood. Are y'all with me? See, so this is what was going on back then. See? So this is what he's telling them. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. See? Verse 3, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. See? Now, praise God. For I testify again to every man that is circumcision, that is he a debtor. You got to do the whole law. You can't do some of it. Praise God. See, so now this is what he's telling them. See? Now once we in Christ Jesus, praise God, we thank God because we're gonna obey the law. Don't we obey the laws of the land? See? You don't have to do it. If you don't, you go wind up in jail or prison. Come on now, help me somebody. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Praise God. God have laws. Praise God. And his laws, praise God, is thou should not commit adultery. Thou should not steal. Thou should not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou should have no other God before me. Are y'all listening to me? See, so God have laws. Praise God. Amen. So are you breaking God's laws? See, now you're going back into the yoke of bondage when you're breaking God's law. See, God. See, so this is where we have to really take inventory of ourselves. Praise God. And see if we is breaking God's law. If he please, praise God, with our lives. Praise God. So this is what we're talking about here today, standing fast in the liberty where Christ has set us free. All right, let's go a little further here. Verse 4, Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to back that up with 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17. If you're keeping notes, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, you'll find these words. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware that ye also being led away with the error of the wicked, fallen from your own steadfastness. See? You see that? I'm going to read it again for you. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fallen from your own steadfastness. See? Falling away from your own steadfastness. See? So we got to be aware. I thank God for Pastor Sharon because she put it in my spirit. She often say it all the time. We got to pay attention. Are you staying focused? Are you paying attention of what was going on around us? See? And look like in our world today, instead of it getting worse, instead of any better, now it's another virus done broke out. See? Come on now. Have you wondered why is that? See? They don't come out with the vaccine. As soon as they come out with the vaccine, then here come another virus. Hey, don't you think God is speaking? Don't you think God is trying to get somebody attention? Huh? When people is yet stiff-necked, rebellious, hard-hearted, don't want to wear a mask, say, I got rights. What rights you got from the grave? Y'all help me out here. Somebody call in and help me out. Huh? See, so this is what's going on in our world today. You have so many, it's just so stiff-necked, just like it was back in the Bible day with Moses. It did the same thing. Praise God. Huh? And the more God did for them and the more God showed them, you know. Now I want to ask some of you a question, and you can call in. Well, God would have had any question, any problem with you when he opened up that Red Sea, and you there with your family, your babies, and your husband and your wife and all that. No, you ain't had no way to get across that big old Red Sea. Mountains on both sides and Pharaoh army coming down on you to kill you. And God worked through the man of God, opened up a big Red Sea, and you went across on highway on the dry ground and got on the other side. And you know what the book said? 3 days down the road, not even a week, they forgot about the Red Sea experience. Is that you? Huh? Still complaining, still griping from things? You yet, God done brought you through all this pandemic, praise God, all the trouble that done hit you. You know, you yet probably got working, got a job. If you don't, amen, you yet eating. Praise God. You got a roof over your head. Praise God. God yet making a way out of no way. Praise God. Why? Because you have been standing fast in the liberty where Christ has set you free, and you refuse to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, help me somebody. See? So this is what it's all about today, praise God, is standing, amen, for Christ. You're not never alone. Did he say, I'll never leave you? He said, I'll never forsake you. He said, I'll be with you till the end of the world, praise God. He said, the enemy may come at you one way, but he got to flee seven. Oh, you got a promise for every problem in your life, praise God. He will bring you out. If he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. Let's go to verse 5 in Galatians here. All right? For we through the Spirit wait. See? For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by what? By faith. You see that? It's a faith walk. See? It's going to get better. We're going into the year of expectancy. Expectancy. Why? Because God always have a way that is mighty sweet. Don't try to figure it out. Just go into it with expectancy. And we can hold God to his promises. That's why he said we can come to the throne of grace boldly, where we can find help in the time of what? Trouble and need. And he said, I will supply your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He always, amen, got a way that is mighty sweet. And one thing I know, personally, he always will bring you out to bring you in to something better. Praise God. Sometimes we just so release and trust God. We got to trust him with everything. Praise God. We got to trust him with our money. We got to trust him, praise God, with our lives. We got to trust God. Praise God. He always got a way. Praise God. When you don't see your way, praise God, he don't want you to know how he's going to do it. Just trust him. And this is what Paul is saying here in verse number 5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope. You don't see that? See? You're waiting on the hope. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of what? Righteousness. By faith. Righteousness by faith. See, he is a righteous God. Are y'all with me? See? See, I want you to be encouraged out there today. See? Because he is speaking, amen, to you. Amen. He always have a way that is mighty sweet. Oh, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Righteousness. He is a righteous God. And he is looking for you and I. Praise God. When the blood has been applied to your life, don't say that we can do it in Jesus Christ. You can't do it on your own merit, your own strength. Praise God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 24, just want to back verse 5 of Galatians, in Romans 8 and 24 said this, for we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. Are y'all listening to me? See, I always want to see something. Look what Paul said here. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? Are y'all listening? Why does he yet hope for it? See, if you see it, why are you yet hoping for it? You ain't got to hope for it. See, but when we go into the year of 2021 with expectancy, hoping, believing that God can do it. All praise the Lord. I'm going to read 24 again. For we are saved. See what we say? We are saved by hope. It's by faith. God is looking at for that now in you and I. See, to stand fast. If you know him. See? Now, you just can't say it with lip service. He even said that. He said, many serve me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Is that you? Oh, I love the Lord. And then as soon as something happened, that you won't then stop coming to church, don't pay tithes. Come on now. See, so is that you? Somebody talk about you. Oh, they talk about me in the church. I ain't going to church. How you standing fast? Disappointment. Any little thing come, any little wind come by, you complaining, grumbling, finding fault. You can't stand fast that way. Come on now. See? That's why he say endure hardness as a what? Good soldier. Come on now. You're going to have trials and tribulations. You say, them that live godly going to suffer persecution. Are you with me? Okay? Look what Paul went through. Come on, he went through something. See? For the cause of who? Jesus Christ. This is why he can say, stand fast in the liberty whereby Christ has set us free. Oh, my God, my God. See, when you done been through it, you can write a book. Come on now. See, personal experience. That's what we're talking about here today. Praise the Lord. Oh, verse 24 says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for it? You looking right at it, why are you going to hope for it? See, we want to live for the things that are eternal, not things that are temporal. See, all this stuff going to pass away. He said, did not he say heaven and earth going to pass away? Am I right? Oh, but his word, come on, help me out, Sister Diane. But his what? His word going to do what? Stand. Oh, help me somebody. He said, not one tilt, y'all. Not one tilt of his word will fall to the ground to all be fulfilled. See? And God is speaking. The sign of the judgment, he's speaking to the people. See? Ain't you glad, praise God, that you're on the Lord's side? And if you're not, it's time to get on the Lord's side. See? We win. He paid it all. The ultimate victory. When he went to the cross, suffered, bled, and died, went down into the grave, and come up with all power in his holy, righteous, and everlasting hand. Looked back at the grave and said, oh, grave, where is your victory? Oh, death, where is your sting? See? And send it back to glory. Yet make an intercession for us. And he is God of the living and not the dead. He is alive. How you know, Bishop? Because he's alive in me. Praise God. I can speak boldness in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He give me holy boldness to speak his holy name. Praise God. Now, are you ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? I know that it's power unto salvation to all that believe. Do you believe it today?
Amen.
Now, he said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. See, don't turn to deaf ear. See, and if you hadn't been standing fast, they said, Lord, forgive me. I missed it. That's simple. As plain as the nose on your face. Get back, dust yourself off. Shake yourself. You can shake it off. Get back into the race. Don't be a quitter. How many know a quitter will never win? He never win. Huh? So easily give up. Everything hits you, you go to crying. Huh? Come on. And do some toughness. Huh? As a good soldier. A good soldier do get wounded. Huh? He do get hurt. Praise the Lord. In Galatians chapter 6, y'all stay with me now. Praise God. Keep your Bible open. Galatians chapter 6. Watch this. Verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also what? Reap. Y'all see that? For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. You see what I'm saying? You got to come out of the flesh. You can't stand fast in the flesh. Huh? See? The flesh profit nothing. We read that. We talked about that. That's what he was telling them about the circumcision. See? Verse 9. And let us not be weary. I don't know who I'm talking to. I know you get weary, you get tired, you don't see nothing. But that's why I say the year of 2021, go into it with expectancy.
Amen.
Come on. And let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall do what? Reap. If we faint not. Y'all see that? It'll happen. It's a time and season for everything under the sun.
Yes,
but we need to stay under the blood. That and that you can stand fast in the liberty where Christ has set you free. All praise the Lord. Paul always sent a word of encouragement. He didn't only do it for the Galatian church. He did it for the Philippian church. Told them the same thing. Praise God. He told them in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, therefore, my beloved, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. See that? See how he always encouraged? When they had trouble in the church over there, they had trouble there, in the same church and got going in division, going on there, a man in prison got to encourage them that's out. Tell them to stand fast. And we can do it. How many know where that unity, there's strength? Huh? When we come together in Christ. Praise God. Pray ye for one another. Love ye one another. That agape love that the Lord sent from on high.
Come on, man.
Praise God. Oh, it will destroy yokes. Praise God. Oh, now you forget about those things that are behind. Now you're pressing toward that mark of high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Praise God. So this is what Paul done. Oh, I praise God. I thank God for him how this man spoke boldness while he was a prisoner in bold and chains, hand from his hand to his feet. But yet, he had an encouraging word in his heart and in his lips to encourage other Christians when they're going through. Can you do that today? Can you encourage somebody? Can you forget about your problems, your situation, and encourage somebody else's life? Can you forget about, praise God, that you can't, amen, do certain things, praise God, in your life, but praise God, people are asking you to pray. They're calling you, man, to pray for them, and you got trouble yourself. Can you do it? Come on now, help me. Huh? Oh, if you can do it, now you stand in faith. Oh, yeah, that's enough to make me shout right there. Praise God. Oh, praise God. I just want to encourage your heart. Praise God. Right, we are getting ready to go into a new year. And we want to go into the new year, amen, with a changed mind, a more steady mindset. Lord, I want to go higher. All you got to do is tell him, Lord, I want to go higher. Praise God. Oh, I'm reminded, praise God, when Elijah, how God just used him. One man. See, look how many of us today. One man prayed, earnest, and stopped the rain for 3 years and 6 months. Praise God. And God turned around and used the same man. Why? Because he was steadfast, standing fast in God. Used the same man to pray, and God brought the rain. Told his servant, said, look out, go out and look, and tell me what you see upon the sea. The servant came back and said, I see nothing. Some of you have been saying, I've been praying the whole year of 2020, and it done got worse instead of any better. I see nothing. But, oh, he said, go back again. He kept going. How many times we have to go to the Lord, keep praying. You know, I heard it, you know, you're going back praying over and over, over back the same thing. That's not faith. That's a lie from the devil's pit. If Jesus prayed three times the same prayer, what about you and what about me? Come on now. Am I right? Amen. And Elijah say he sent him seven times. And on that, he said, go again. And on that seventh time, the servant say, I see a little hand coming out of the sea, about the size of a man's hand. I want to say to you, amen, great blessings come from small beginnings. Oh, help me somebody. But you got to talk to the Lord. I'll say it again. Great blessings come from small beginnings. Oh, praise God. Oh, you don't see something. Why? Because you're going into the year of 2021 with expectancy. Praise God. Stand fast. Praise God. Oh, yeah, you get shook. Be like that oak tree. When the storm comes, it knocked the bark off it. Praise God. A lot of limbs may fall off it. Leaves hit the ground. But that oak tree still standing. Why? Because the roots is strong. So as it is in the natural, same in the spirit. Stand fast in the Lord, in the liberty where Christ helps set you free. And don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Oh, praise God. Oh, praise the Lord. Ain't God good? And he's good all the time. Praise God. All right. In Galatians 5, let's go to verse number 7. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Galatians 5 and 7. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Quit listening to these people. Why would you listen to somebody in the Lord? That church of God. How they know it? They ain't God themselves. Why would you listen to that? Why would you listen to somebody that's not in God? Can somebody help me on that one? Did that make any sense? How you going to stand fast and you listen to people that's not in God? Huh? They're out there doing everything up under the sun, but they're going to tell you. Huh? And this is what's going on in our society. people, you know, that don't know God is pulling people out of the church, and God said, amen, pull them in. He said, come out from among them and be separated. You sit down listening at them. Care who it is. If mama wrong, she wrong. Oh, y'all done got quiet now. See, wrong is wrong. There's no way that you want to wear two left shoes and going to feel comfortable. It ain't going to work. Or two right shoes and you're going to feel comfortable. If you're going down the street looking like that, somebody's going to say something wrong with you. And it is. Ain't nothing right upstairs. You're going down the road with two left shoes or two right shoes. You're supposed to have a left one and a right one. Am I right? If you want to walk comfortably. So as it is in the natural, the same in the spirit. Why would you be, the Bible said don't be unequally yoked. That morning just married. See? And sometimes it's happening right in your household. The Bible said it's going to be five in one house. That's what Jesus said. Three saved, two not saved. Two saved and three not. See? Jesus come to make a division. Yeah, he come to bring peace on earth when you're in him. But he come to make a division to separate the sheep from the goat, the tares from the wheat. He going to do it. People want to do it. But that's the problem. They want to do God's job. Can't do God's job. He don't need no help. He made us. So y'all done got quiet on me now. Eh? But oh, when you are in him and you standing fast, you're not going to listen to all that talk when people don't know Jesus Christ. See? First, you got to know him. You got to, the only way you got to know him, you got to accept him and be in him. See? And this is what's going on in our society today. You did run well. See? Now you started. And who did all of a sudden now? Somebody done told you something that you should not obey the truth. And how many know the truth is in who? Jesus Christ. Am I right? You can't. Let me tell you something. I die with this one. You cannot miss it in Jesus Christ. Now somebody tell me I'm wrong. You can't miss it in Jesus. Did not Jesus say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life? No man come unto the Father but by me. Ain't that what he say? Huh? Now Jesus said it. I'm repeating what Jesus said. I'm giving you what Jesus said. Where you find that at? Did you find it in St. John chapter 14, verse 6? Oh, I'm going to give you scripture. Everything I'm talking about, I'm giving you the word of God. And you can read it for yourself. Because I want you to be set free. And the only way that you can be set free, you got to know Jesus Christ. It ain't Buddha. It ain't Sun Yat-sen. It ain't Joseph Smith. It ain't Hare Krishna. It ain't Muhammad. It's Jesus. Why him? He come to take away the sins of the world. I'm glad about it. And I can speak boldly in Jesus Christ. Because I know what he done for me. Praise the Lord. And he'll do the same for you. Praise God. He have no respected person. He come to save souls. Praise God. To bring you out. Praise God. He shedded his blood for the sins of the whole world. But you got to accept him. It's a self case. Get right back to that. Get self out the way. It's up to you. See? You can't put it on nobody. If it hadn't been for this one and hadn't been for that one, if the church wouldn't have did this and the church wouldn't have done that and that preacher did this and the preacher did that. All these churches, now everybody ain't wrong. Come on now. Everybody ain't wrong. Somebody right. John said he saw a number that no man can number. Are you in that going to be in that number? Yes, Lord. Thank you, Diane. And that's all you got to do is say, Lord, have mercy on me. It's me, Lord, that's standing in the need of prayer. See, humble is the way. You humble yourself up under the mighty hands of God, where he can exalt you in due time. And he'll do it. He exalts you. He will do it. He will bring you out. He the same God. Did not he say he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? He's God and he changed not. Huh? And I'm glad that he took a strife for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. He took a strife for this coronavirus, this pandemic. Yes, he did. But why he ain't healed? Why people's minds ain't changed? Why people are so hard-headed? Why people are so stiff-necked? Have you ever asked that question? Well, that ain't me. I didn't say it was you, but you have so many ears. And they harden their heart against the word of God. They tell you, that ain't for me. It is for every time God's word comes. It's for somebody. God's word is like a double-barrel shotgun. It don't miss nobody. He said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. See? Are you harden your heart? See? And then they want this. And he's not going to change things for you to go out just to have. He wants you to have fun, but he wants you to serve him first. He don't want you to change to stop the coronavirus where you can go to the bar.
Come on now.
Come on now. Huh? Does that make sense? See? Wine is a mockery. Strong drinks is deceiving. Read it. Proverbs 20. I get it to you. And 1. Read it for yourself. Proverbs 20 and 1. Read it. It's in there. See? And he that is deceived by it is not wise. See? So these are the things going on. Are you married? Or are you shacking? Are you living with somebody? See what I'm saying? Don't want to change. See? You see what I'm saying? So these are the things that is going on in our world today. And then when people say something about it, they're going to get mad. What are you getting mad about? Nothing to get mad about. Change your evil ways. You got to change. Have a changed heart. Change your mind. See? And if you come, the Lord is yet saying come. Because he loves you. He loves you with everlasting love. He's pleading with you to come. Now, he's not going to force it on you. He can't. He'll give you a Paul experience. Is that what you want? That's what you want? See? A bowl of lightning that hit you and knock you on the floor. You come up. Again, you come up then. Again, you'll tell me, oh, he's real. He'll give it to you.
Have mercy, oh God.
I can tell you one time I was in this church. I was just getting in it. And I was looking there. And it was an altar call made. And this man came there to the altar, and he had been playing with the Lord. And he went to the altar, and he must be got down to some serious business. And he must be called the Lord out of pure heart. And the Holy Ghost hit him, and he jumped up and ran out of the church, and he ain't been back. That happened. I saw that. See, so God will let you know that he's real. See, you get down there playing if you want to. And the Holy Ghost hit him, and he jumped up and took off, ran right out of the church, ain't been back. See, so God always got a way now. If that's what you want, he will show you that he is real. We serve a true and risen Savior. God is God. They asked Jesus many times, where you come from? He said, I came out from God. See, that's why Jesus couldn't fail. He said, I got power to lay my life down, and I got power to pick it up again. He is God. If he made the heaven and the earth and everything in it, including you and I, why is it so hard for people to believe that he made himself a son? Y'all explain that one to me. Do that make sense? See how the enemy got people confused? He can do anything. He can do anything. When do you want to do it? When he get ready to do it. He's God. He's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere all at the same time. Praise the Lord. And he said, what I do for one, I do for all. He loves you. But you got to come. He yet saying the same thing. Come. C-O-M-E. Come. all ye that are labored and heavy laden. He said, he'll give you some rest. You know you're tired, scuffling. This year has been challenging. Come on, for everybody. I don't think nobody was exempt. From the White House to the outhouse, from the rich to the poor. Come on now, nobody, no nationality, no culture. See? Gonna put it on one race of people. Everybody getting that thing throughout the whole world. See? Money can't stop it. All these billionaires and millionaires that we got in our society today, you know it had been gone. They'd have put up some millions and it'd been wiped out. But they can't wipe it out with money. See, sometimes money can't do you no good, huh? Come on now. They came now get in these stadiums and pack it in and things. You see what's going on? See? Why? Because God is not pleased. See? Don't want to turn to him. Don't want to look to the hills from whence coming their help. All their help come from the Lord. He said, without me, you can do nothing. See? But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's why we can stand fast. You and I. Praise the Lord. Thank you. That's right. Give me some thanks. Come on. Ain't no harm done saying, Lord, I thank you. Praise the Lord. It's a self-taste. Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. You brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, we have so much to be thankful for. You did run well. Are you running? Are you still running? And you run to win. And when you're in Christ, you already done won. See? But the battle is not over until you hear his voice say, come on up, that good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Oh, help me somebody. But we shout the victory. And we glorify his name. Why? Because our name is written in the Lamb Book of Life. Oh, help me somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank God. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Huh? Are you a one that being hindered? But I want to give you something today and leave something with you that you don't have to be hindered. See? You trust the word of God and everything going to be all right. That's all you got to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Okay? Watch this. Know ye not that they which run in a race, they run all, but one received the prize. So run that you may attain. Oh, here's a crown of righteousness laid up for you. But you got to keep running. You got to keep standing fast. See? If you start getting a little tired, slow down. Slow down. You know, don't try to keep up with no. So that's the problem, trying to keep up with somebody else. You know, every man ought to know their limitation. Every man, woman, boy, and girl ought to know their limitation. Quit trying to be like somebody else. They say keeping up with the Joneses. Well, you keep up with the Joneses. You don't know what the Joneses done to get what they got. Huh? Do what God give you. Your own ability, your own gift, your own talent. And he have give that to every person. Same with a measure of faith. Every one of you, every one of us have that. So this is what Paul is saying, amen, to this church. Praise God. The crown of incorruption. Corruption. Know ye not that they which run in a race. There's a lot of them in the race. Now, ain't you in the race? But one received the prize. So run that you may attain. It's a crown laid up for you. That's what Paul said. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. Now I'm ready to be offered up. And what laid up for me is the crown of righteousness. See? Because he fought a good fight. He stood steadfast, standing fast in the Lord. That's why he could write. He went through it. He trusts the Lord. He said, for me to die is to gain. But to live is for your benefit. See? To encourage. And that's what he is doing. And this is what I'm doing. I want to just encourage your heart. Praise God. As we go into the close of this year. Praise God. Of 2020. Go into it with expectancy. Come on, say it with me. Expectancy. Thank you. There you go. Go into it. See? We're going into it with expectancy. And watch God. Watch God work. Watch him work now. Watch him work. They're going to say, Bishop said that. No, it's not me, but God. Expectancy for you and your family. See? You yet making a way? Thank God for these stimulus checks. Have you checked your bank account? Miracle money, huh? Come on now. See how good God is? See, whatever the amount, you can take little and make much. God can do it. I often say if he took two fish and five body loaves of bread and fed 5,000 men, women, and children, how much more you can do for your family? How much more you can do for my family? See? Turn it around there to fed another 4,000. He's supernatural. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere, all at the same time. Why? Because he is God. All praise the Lord. Verse 25 say, and every man that is striving for the mystery is temporal in all things. Now they do it to attain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Y'all see that? That's in Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 25. See? In the Olympics they run to get first place, second place, they get the gold medal. That's a crown. What you got is ain't but three places. But we run it spiritual to get an incorruptible crown, eternal life. Now, ain't you glad that your name is written in the Lamb Book of Life? That you're on the Lord's side. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. God is a good God. And he's doing great things, even as I speak. Praise God. So I want to say to you again, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So don't get tired. Yeah, you'll get weary, but you'll be able to reap if you do what? Faint not. Keep doing what is good. You know, you may get discouraged sometime, and you might feel like giving up, but don't throw up your hands. Don't be a quitter. Praise God. Come on. Shake it off. Always get with somebody that is going to pray with you. And we have a prayer warrior here. God knows, I tell you one thing I say about Sister Diane. She's going to pray. And she get them phone calls too. Hey. And I can tell how God is blessing her. She's a prayer warrior. And that's what we need more of. We need more prayer warriors. That's right. Somebody gonna pray with you. Praise God. Now if you ask her, she'll tell you. She got trouble. Hell, we all have it. We not exempt. Huh? Come on now. Who you think the enemy is going to come after? He ain't going to bother with those that he already got out there. He already got them. Them that don't want to wear no mask, don't you know that's crazy? That's crazy. When the medical profession, now God put these people here to work on our bodies. Why go to the doctors? You're not going to pay attention and listen to what they tell you. Do that make sense? They're telling you the way you made. They're pleading with you. Keep telling you it's going to get worse and still it ended better. And they still go out and get in crowd. Still want to do all this stuff. See how the enemy got people deceived? He don't care how he kill you, as long as he kill you. The Bible in St. John 10:10 say he come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But I thank God that Jesus didn't stop there. He said, but I come where you may have life and have it more abundantly. Are y'all with me? You see what I'm saying? Jesus come to give you life. He's going to give it to you more abundantly when you stand fast. Hang on in there. It's going to be all right. That's why we have prayer warriors. See? Get with somebody. Just sit there twiddling your fingers. Let me tell you this now. I want to bust your bubble, but I have to tell you. The Lord ain't going to have no pity party with you. You're out there twiddling your fingers. Oh, nobody love me. He ain't going to have no pity party with you. Uh-uh. You want to move God in your life, you got to show him some faith. That's what moved God. Faith. The Bible says without faith is in what? Possible to please God. All praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God. Amen. I feel all right. Why? Because I know he is a heavy load sharer. He's a burden bearer. I know what he can do. He did it many times in my life. Have they been Sunday? Nope. But I ain't no quitter. Praise God. I yet got to deliver the word. I got to preach and teach his gospel. Praise God. Do it sick. Do it when I don't feel like it. Praise God. Put a word in my mouth. He said, if you open up your mouth, he'll speak for me. And I thank God for it. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Praise God. Hope that you got some out of this message, but stand fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. And don't be entangled again, for we'll be able to reap a harvest, okay? A blessing at the appropriate time. It's coming. Your breakthrough is coming. Yes, yeah. Okay, thank you, Sister Diane. Man, it's here. Praise God. And if you want to call in, you still got time. Praise God. You can just mash that one on your phone there. Praise God. And we'll pray for you right now. Praise God. We'll pray for you. It's just the last Wednesday of the year of 2020. And we'll be here on tomorrow. Praise God. Man, and we have a powerful, powerful, amen, Pastor Sharon Bond. Praise God. We want you all to tune in tomorrow to hear this wonderful woman of God, anointed, man, by God. And always have a rhema word for each and every one of us. Man, how many know them that teach should be teachable? And I don't mind listening and hearing others. Man, this is the way you learn. Man, we that is in authority, amen, must come under, amen, authority. Am I right? Man, always somebody over, and God is over us all. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. Amen. With heaven continue to smile on you. Bishop love you, but Jesus love you more.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter. Standing fast where God gave us liberty. Are you standing on God's word today? Are you standing on the promises that he has spoken over your life? God's promises is not like our promises. We promise and we fall through. but God promised and he comes through. So trust in God today, stand on his word, and know that he is God and there is no other. You tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or you can join us on our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries, and you can click on the Blog Talk Radio link and listen to the broadcast. Share it with a friend today. You know, even with your enemy, you can text it, you can share it on your page. You know, that is, you're not ashamed of the word now. You know, just go ahead today and share it and stand on the promises that God has spoken over your life. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. For those of you that would like to send an offering, keep this broadcast on air, you can do so. For those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by going to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. And the name is logionint. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for, whether you're sowing a seed into the radio broadcast or into one of, you know, the speakers, whether it be Apostle, Bishop, Pastor Sharon, whoever is the speaker at that time, and you would like to sow a seed into their life, you can also do so. We do ask that you specify again in notes, whether in cell or on the website, what your donation is for. So tell a friend to join you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to Blog Talk Radio. Till then, be blessed.
Let God. let go and let God. Let go, let God. Oh, let go and let God. Let go and let God. My brother, let go and let God. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yeah.